Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our Dunham & Miller sports expert. He's the publisher of the Pulse Sports Newsletter, based out of his apartment in New Jersey. And we wanted to get him on to wish him a Happy New Year. It's Ribby Pulse. Hi, Ribby.
Well, Happy New Year to you, boys, and I hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, we did. Hope you did, too.
Actually, I didn't have too good a Christmas there, George.
Oh, no. What happened this time?
Just an unfortunate incident. Domestic in nature, as you can imagine, with my life.
Yeah.
What happened was I was playing golf near my home in New Jersey. Kind of my home course, you know. I live near it.
Right. I didn't know you played golf.
Yeah, of course. And, of course, I'm all alone because it's the holidays.
Oh, Ribby.
Please pray for me, George.
Okay, I will.
And so I hook on, you know, with these guys who were playing. There were a couple of guys there playing, and for some reason I started playing with them. Two generic businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this other guy who joined us who looked a little weird. So, you know, we play a few rounds, and about the third hole, we start asking each other, you know, what do you do for a living? And I told him, you know, I'm off Paul. Pulse Newsletter. They're like, oh, damn, Ribby, yeah, man.
Oh, they knew you.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, the business, one businessman, he was the insurance guy. The other one was in some sort of car dealership or something. And so I turned to the guy to look a little weird and asked, what you do for a living? He says he's a trained sniper.
Huh, whoa.
Like, for the government? He says, no, you know, just for contract killings and stuff like that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I say, you know, you're a trained sniper. Let me see that rifle of yours. Gets to his golf bag, pulls out the biggest-ass sniper's rifle I've ever seen.
Whoa.
With a huge-ass scope on.
In his golf bag?
In his golf bag. I said, damn, man, this thing is some serious stuff. He says, go ahead, look through the scope. I bet you can see your house from here. I say, there's no way. I live at least 2 miles from this hole. He says, just try it. So I did it. I'll be damned, boys, if I couldn't see right into my own bedroom.
Wow, that's frightening.
Unfortunately, I could see my wife, and she was in there totally naked. Normally a good thing, but then I look to the other side of the room and I see a man whom I didn't recognize, and he's totally naked.
Oh, no.
So I get furious, of course, because I just married this girl 2 months ago.
Oh, gosh.
So I hand the rifle back to the guy, and I say, look, dude, you won't believe what I just saw. How much do you charge to kill someone?
Wow, Ribby.
Gosh.
He says, well, I charge $1,000 a shot. So I say, let's do it! Wait a second. Where do you want me to shoot these people? I say, well, look, my wife, she's cheating on me, and she talks too much, and I can't stand it anyway. So since she talks too much, I don't know, shoot her in the mouth. I don't care.
Mm.
And the dude, since I don't know him, but I want to kill him, but he's doing my wife, so blow his privates off. The sniper says, are you sure about this? I'm real accurate, and you can't turn back. $1,000 a shot. I say, dude, look, I'm good for the money. You know, I'll borrow it from the mob.
That's good for the money?
So he puts the scope up to his eye, and he watches for a while, and he watches, and he watches, and it's been like 5 minutes, and I say, damn, man, you know, what you waiting for? And he says, if you hold on just a second, I can save you $1,000.
All right, I hate to laugh about contract killings.
Unfortunate incident.
Very unfortunate.
I gotta go. The cops are breaking in. Bye.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
No.